as part of the preamble to Matan Torah in the sixth parsha, Hashem says, "M'shamaya tishmu b'kayli u'smartem es brithi." Smartem es brithi, you'll guard my covenant. The Beis Halevi says that when you see the word shmira, so that always has a certain legal connotation. In halacha, shmira means that there's an isra of Pesach Hadas. For example, you have in Hilchas Matzah, you know, that the matzah that we use to be yaitz of the mitzvah on Lo Pesach, it's not enough that it didn't become chametz. If it didn't have a shmira guarding it from becoming chametz, then you can't be yaitz of Hevasai. Even if l'maisa it's not chametz, it's still matzah, but if it's not shmura matzah, meaning you're mesiach das from the shmira, then that disqualifies the matzah, because that's not a shmira. There's a halacha in Taris that if you have a piece of food, a piece of bread, which is chulin, so as long as you don't know that it became tamei, then you can assume that it's tara. That's called a cheskas tara. But if that piece of bread is chuma or kudshim, with a halacha of shmira, the Torah says mishmeres chumaisai, then it's not enough that it never became tamei, as far as we know, because as a chazaka, it's disqualified with the Hesach Hadas. If you weren't guarding it to make sure that it doesn't become Tameh, then that passes the Truma, that's a Chasarin in the Shmira of the Truma. So the Beit HaLevi says that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us before Kabbalah Satera, Ushmartem es Brisi, we're making here a bris, a treaty, an agreement, a covenant between us, and I expect you to guard this treaty, what that means is that there's an Isser Hesach Hadas on Kabbalah Satera. Now, Kabbalah Satera, included in the mitzvah or the halacha of Kabbalah Satera, is that there's an Isser Hesach Hadas. The Beis HaLevi brings that the Gemara says, there's a well-known Gemara, Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph, where the Gemara says, it brings the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Mi HaChacham V'Yavein, Mi HaChacham I don't remember exactly the lashon of the pasuk. The Gemara says that we died. The pasuk goes on to say, "Alma of the haaretz." So the Gemara says that "Davar ze nishal chachamim v'loy pirshuhu u'neviim v'loy pirshuhu." That this question of "Alma of the haaretz" was such a challenging question that the Chachamim weren't able to answer and the Neviim weren't able to answer. Ad Shabo Lachadish Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai, and he told them what it says next in the pasuk, Al Azvam Es Teirasi, because they abandoned my Teira. So it's a strange Gemara that this was such a challenging question. Nobody, the Chachamim and the Neviim, couldn't figure out Al Me'av Da Ha'aretz, and it turns out that they abandoned the Teira. They abandoned the Teira, so these chachamim, presumably they took some courses in Torah. You don't have to have a PhD to know that it says in the Torah that if you abandon the Torah, then there's going to be churbanos and galus. So why weren't the chachamim and the neviim able to answer the question of Alma of the haaretz? So the Talevi says that this halacha that we learned about Hesach Hadas being a poisel in Kabbalah Satera, you know, where does this halacha come into effect? It's not really while you're learning. While you're being Oisik B'Teira, that's not where there's a halacha of Hesach Hadas. It's because we hold like Rabbi Yishmael, who says, Haneg Behem Minog Derech Eretz, that you don't need to be learning Torah all the time. The Torah expects, the Eibusher expects, that we have time that we're learning Torah, and then time that we're involved in other pursuits. Time that we're pursuing an education, pursuing a parnasa, it's dafka because there's a hetter of hanig behem minig derech eretz that there's a psul of Hesach Hadas. That's where the din of ushmartem es brisi goes into effect. And so Zakh Beis HaLevi, so that's why the chachamim, the neviim, they weren't able to see the ozum es terasi, because the al ozum es terasi doesn't mean because they left the Beis Medrash. They left the Beis Medrash when they were supposed to leave the Beis Medrash. When they were in the Beis Medrash, they were doing what they were supposed to do in the Beis Medrash. And so on the outside, everything looked perfect. The problem was that they weren't being mekayim this Isser of Hesach Hadas. when they left the Beis Medrash to be Hanig Behaminig Derech Eretz, they were Mesiach Das from the Beis Medrash. They were Mesiach Das from the Torah that they were learning earlier in the day, or the Torah that they'll be learning later in the day. And they were gone. They were Oizev. They abandoned. It's not the abandonment of walking out of the Beis Medrash, but it's the abandonment that, he says, is Tomun Balibai, is hidden inside their hearts, that when they were out of the Beis Medrash and they were supposed to be being Mekayim, Mushmartam as Frisi, but it was then that they were Mesiach Das, and that was the Uzvam as Teirasi that led to the Alme of the Haaretz. And he says, you could say a very beautiful pshat. The Beis Halevi is a little bit reluctant to say it. He says that it's maybe not such a, not quite so seriously the real pshat in the Gemara, but al derech tzachos, he says, maybe this is a geshmak idea that you could tie into the Gemara. You know, the ending of that Gemara where it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'asim was able to explain, he brings the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Alazim as Teirasi, and the Gemara adds, Shalai Baruch Hu Ba'Tera Tchila. That what it means, Alazim as Teirasi, means they didn't say, they were missing a Birchas HaTeira. And that Gemara is a very famously difficult Gemara. The Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the Avda Ha'aretz, was for a lack of Birchas HaTeira. So he says that maybe the pshat is, you know, we have a halacha that we say Birchas HaTeira one time every day. In the morning we get up, we say Birchas HaTeira, and that Birchas HaTeira is supposed to last us for the whole day. And the Rishonim, Tosfos, and Brachos Daf Yud-Aleph, if they ask, it's very schwer. By other mitzvahs, we don't have this idea that we wash Atilas Sidayim, and we make Ashek Shom Tosfos Atilas Sidayim, and if you do that three times a day, you make the Bracha three times that day. There's no such thing as I already made the Bracha once today. Every time you do a mitzvah, you have to make a Bracha. So how come a Birchas HaTeira you only make it once a day? And the Rishonim over there answer, because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is supposed to be such a pervasive mitzvah that you're never Mesiach Das from it. And therefore your bracha in the morning lasts. You can make a bracha before morning Seder, and you can rely on that bracha for night Seder, because during the hours in between, there was an Isser Hesach Hadas. And if you're not Mesiach Das, it could work for Netilas Hadayim also. If you wash your hands and you never Mesiach Das, then you don't make another bracha on your next Netilas Hadayim. If you put on a talis and you take it off and you're not Mesiach Das, you don't have to make a bracha next time you put on the talis. So the Rosh says that if you make a Birchas HaTeira in the morning and you're never Mesiach Das, then you don't have to make another Birchas HaTeira for night Seder. And that's the halacha. That's how we're all knowing. We don't make another bracha Birchas HaTeira for night Seder. Even when we come, we don't make a bracha. Not because we're not coming to night Seder. We come to night Seder, but we don't make a Birchas HaTeira. And that's because we're not Mesiach Das. During the afternoon, our mind is still on the Torah. So Zok the Beit HaLevi, that Al Me Avda Aretz Al Azam Es Teirasi, which he says means that they weren't Mekayim this Chi of Shmiru Shmartem Es Brisi, and meaning that they were Mesiach Das in between. So the Gemara teaches it up, Shalai Berachu B'Torah Tchila, that they were missing a Birchas HaTeirah. The Birchas HaTeirah relies, meaning the Birchas HaTeirah for night Seder, relies on the fact that there's no Hesach HaDas during the afternoon. That's what they were lacking. So it means they were coming to night Seder without a Birchas HaTeirah. That is what it means, Shalai Berachu B'Torah Tchila. The Yisoid of this Avda Haaretz was a failure to fulfill the Ushmartem Es Brisi, which teaches us the Isser Hesach HaDas when you're outside of the Beis Medrash. How does this Isser Hesach HaDas manifest? What is this mitzvah of Ushmartem Es Brisi? So one aspect is that when one is being Mekayim Hanig Behem Minog Derech Eretz and is pursuing other pursuits, there's the mindfulness of why we're doing it. Why are we pursuing an education? So that we can get a job. Why do we want a job? So we can get a parnasa. Why do we want a parnasa? So we can be rich? No, that's not the right answer. The reason why I need a parnasa is so that I'm able to spend time each day learning Torah. So that I don't have to be so stretched, using every last minute to try to make another dollar so that I could pay the rent, so that I'm able to have a learning Seder in the morning or in the evening because I'm able to make a parnasa berevach. More than that, I want to pursue a parnasa so that I'm able to have a happy, comfortable home so that I can give over to my children Torah and mitzvahs and an avas haTorah and a year of Shemayim. And it's very hard to do that if I'm not able to make a respectable parnasa, so I'm pursuing an education so I could get a job, so I could make a parnasa, so that I could learn Torah, so that I could give over Torah to another dar. If that's why I'm pursuing the Hanig Behaminig Derech Eretz, that's Kimu B'Shmartam Es Brisi. And another way, if while I'm out of the Beis Medrash, I'm out of the yeshiva, I'm in a work environment, I'm fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah, my behavior in the work environment is a Torah-dikka behavior, Cheshen Mishpat, Gezel, Aina, the Dine Mamonis, how I conduct myself in Mamon, and maybe even more relevantly, Evan Ezer, in Yonei Tznius, the social environment in a workplace, but I have my gedarim, I have my standards of behavior because I'm from a yeshiva, I'm from a Beis Medrash. That's called Ushmarta Mesprisi, not being Mesiach Das from the Torah, even when I'm Hanigam Menig Derech Eretz. And finally, I would say that this inyan of not being Mesiach Das, of bringing the Beis Medrash into whatever other pursuits we're involved in, is expressed, is manifest in this in the Gemara in Yuma, where it describes how is a person mekayim b'haftos Hashem alekecha. And it says that if a person is keri v'shreinu m'sham v'sham v'dechavim, a person learns Torah, and then when he's out among the briyos, they see shed masoyu matoni be'amuna, that he's honest, he's faithful, v'dibur b'nachasim ha'briyos, that he's respectable, that he's kind, friendly, respectful to others. Ma briyos amrius alav. What do people say about him? The Gemara says they don't say, "Oh, he's a really fine guy." They say, "Ashrei zeh shalom ma teira, ashrei aviv shalim doy teira, ashrei rabbi shalim doy teira, zeh shalom ma teira ru'u kama noyim derachav v'kama mesukanim ma'isav." Everything about our behavior when we leave yeshiva reflects back on the Torah, reflects on the fact that we are educated in the Torah. And that's a tremendous achrayas. And that's the achrayas to make sure that we're not Mesiach Das from the Beis Medrash when we're outside of the Beis Medrash, that we're Mekayim Ushmartam Es Brisi, and as the next pasuk says, and then V'yisam Nisigulam Mikol HaAmim Mamlachas Kayanim V'Goy Kadosh.